triple threat like Tony Jaa. Amen, I pray to Ra. Never slipping, I brought the rod. You poke the bear, you poke the guard. Dump the drum, then whipping off. Name dropping, don't get involved. Your street code probably tell it all. Fuck niggas, get touched, nigga.
Pull up yo, strong, yo, yo. We live. We here once again.
Once again, it's on.
Hey, welcome to another episode, another week. Real Talk Radio, man.
Real Talk Radio Pod Showcast, man. We're in the building, man.
Here.
What's good with you, Archie? What's going on with you, brother?
Man, a lot, but a little bit.
Hold on, wait, wait. A lot's going on, and a little bit you can speak on, or a lot in a little bit of time. Or it's a lot dealing with a little bit of things. Wait, a lot,
like,
a little bit. What's going on?
It's like
on?
A lot, a little bit. I mean,
oh,
I mean,
shit,
it's
sound like my life right now, bro.
Yeah, it's like one of them things where it's like a whole collective of ye stuff. Then it's like a little bit that you can do, and a little bit of money.
right.
A little bit of time.
A little bit of time.
You know what I'm saying? Like
a whole lot of issues.
Oh man, just with a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying?
I know the vibes, bro. I know the vibes. It's been a tough week.
Yeah, how has it been like so far for you? You got the virtual classes
and
stuff with
the
kids.
Bro. All right, so on that note, man, on the kids going back to school, it's been a little bit frustrating. But you know, my family and I, we've never been the type to back down from any problem, any situation. So we look at it. We don't get nervous. We get a purpose. You know what I'm saying? We don't get scared. We get prepared.
Okay.
So anytime things like that happen, you know, we try to look right into the light and see what we can bring out to it. You know, see what we could bring to fruition. Right. But that's on the positive side. On some real stuff. It's going good. But salute to all of my teachers out there. Salute to the Prince William County system. You know, it's Prince William County School Board and the county.
Okay.
But I feel like since this is the first time a situation like this has ever taken place,
right,
it could be a little bit more organized. It could be a little bit more structure. And I feel like there should be a little bit more contact in between the teachers so they all move at one speed or pace.
So let me ask a question. So I do know, like my cousins and them, they got class in D.C.,
okay.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? And I know that, like, D.C. is, they're rolling.
Yeah.
Like, everything
yeah,
is
they're
straight.
Rolling.
Yeah, everything is straight with them. So do the kids have, like, a...
Wait, I mean, virtually or are they
yeah,
in class?
No, virtually.
Virtually, they
yeah,
on top. That's
like,
what's up, man.
They got
to them,
a schedule
then.
And everything.
Yeah, we got a schedule, but it don't help if not everybody's on the same schedule.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to say what I want to say without...
Yeah,
you know
without,
what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
not because okay. I love look because I the reason I'm saying what I'm saying is because I understand the situation.
Okay,
I have a lot of empathy for what's going on, and I understand it's a difficult time. So I don't want to talk negatively about
people
about people or the situation okay. when I have an understanding that it's the first time that they've ever done this. So it's like it's your first time ever driving a car. Nobody has ever taught you how to drive, and you get in an accident. Like, how, can I be mad at you for getting in that accident
you
when you
can
never
be
drove?
Upset.
Exactly.
You could be upset and disappointed, but you can't be 100%
mad. I'm not angry.
Mad.
I just wish there might have been a little bit more conversing between the parties so they all had the same mindset.
Okay.
That's what I'll say on that. But other than that, it's going good. Salute to all my parents out there that turned into teachers that didn't never do well in high school. The damn soul. all my parents that dropped out of high school, but now you're back in it right now. Salute to y'all guys, man.
I know a lot of parents out there cheating right now using mathway.com for the math.
Oh, you done gave up my site. You done gave up the site, man. Tell them mathway.com. That is the way.
Bro, I ain't going to lie to you. That was like my Bible.
Are you serious?
Listen, man. I hate it. Look, I hated math.
Okay.
Hated math.
Right.
Like, because in my mind, it's like, what the hell does A have to do with anything that I'm going to deal with in later on in life?
Right.
This is a variable that I don't care about.
Gotcha.
Only thing I need to know is, where's my money? Like, for real. That's
right.
So it's
right,
like,
right. Where's the money?
Like, where's my bread? You know what I'm saying?
I know the letters of the alphabet, but
listen,
where's my money? Though?
Where's my bread at? Like, I don't care about A minus 6
right.
plus B, Y.
I don't care about that.
Yeah,
see, that's
I too
deep for me, too.
When I give you this $100, where's my money? Like,
right.
Period.
But and how long is it going to take to get it back?
Bro, listen. In math, like in college, you know, math is like a prereq. You have to do it. There's no getting around it. Mathway.com was my that was so question. Everything.
So my wife just showed me a site. So look, I'm gonna be honest with you. So I'm up 9 o'clock in the morning, right? My son's in seventh grade. He's doing math that we weren't doing in seventh grade. He's doing the same math, the math I was doing actually in around eighth to ninth grade.
Right.
But he didn't do a lot of things that I did in middle school. So it's kind of balancing out. It's weird though.
Is it called ComCore?
Man, so we're doing scientific equations and connotations, right? So I forgot all about that, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's early in the morning. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. Right. I have to Google how to find the square root of negative numbers and learn how to transfer them into fractions, as well as see if the equalness would be in a decimal.
Hey, I'm
at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not even gonna lie to you.
26 years later, bro. Like, listen.
Parents that are going through this, I salute you, because my kid would fail.
Bro, my glasses was fogging. I swear to goodness, I was so heated and frustrated.
My kid would fail.
My glasses was fogging up.
Son, we're not gonna do this.
Like, I was walking through the cold aisle in Giant, bro. I was walking through the freezer aisle in Giant, bro. Hey, blowing heat, man.
We're not gonna do this. It's over with. You're gonna fail.
I don't want to step down. Like, he was like, Dad, I need your help. I don't want to be like, damn, say that. I was like, oh, man.
That's the worst.
Like, I got to step into the plate. You know what I mean?
We need your help. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, he looked at me like with a serious face. Dad, I need your help. I got you, son. I don't know how the hell I'm going to get you real quick, but I'm going to get you, though.
This is going to be worse.
But it worked out. You know, it worked out. But it's funny what you said about that, like, because I was telling him the same thing. I was like, to be honest with you, when he was telling me, he was like, hey, you don't remember this? I was like, the point is, it's not if I remember it per se. Right. I remember that I've done it. But a better question is, when is the last time I had to use this?
Facts, bro. Like, you don't use it. Like, see, I always wanted to know, like when it came to, like, science, that was my shit.
Right. Social
studies,
science too.
Social studies, English, all of that was my thing. When it came to math, I swear to goodness, it was like I had dyslexia, bro.
Oh, shoot.
Like, I couldn't, like, I was not focusing. ADHD kicked in the most, and I got in trouble.
Okay, when you started talking, hollering at the little,
go to the
little ladies.
Everything. I did it all.
No hall pass.
But it's like, dog, what do you really use? All right, so if it's like engineering or something of that nature, I understand that. Yes. But it's like, bro, I want to be a psychology major. I don't need this.
Why? Right. Why do I need to know what is the square root of A divided by X times 3 to the second power equals Y?
I don't need this.
And it equals G.
But it's like, bro, what are you talking about? Really, I don't need that.
Yeah, exactly. How am I going to use that? Unless you plan on being a chemist, or you want to be like Walter White or somebody in a little Winnebago in the side of the woods trying to cook something up. Like, that's the only time you really would need to know that type of chemistry equation.
Breaking
bro.
Bad
like, I'm
plug.
Not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing that, man. So,
I want to shout out. We have to shout out Rhythmix, man. We have a banner. You see it though.
We are
on the wall.
You don't see the face, but you see the brands, man. We got the Lionheart. You got the LOE right there. Real Talk Radio Internet.
We are on.
Hey, man, we stepping up, baby. We leveling up right now, man.
I don't care.
Shout out to B-Soul, man. Yes. Shout out to B-Soul for coming through, man.
Appreciate
everybody out there, give him a hand of applause, man. Give him a hand of applause out there.
Yeah, man. But other than that, like, my week has been all right. It's been crazy. You know what I'm saying? Back still messed up a little bit. It still hurts. But other than that, bro, I just been really focusing on, like, the next step. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, me, you and I, like, we've been boys for a minute.
Definitely.
And we talk outside of this.
Yeah, most
for everybody that don't understand, we are really friends.
Yeah, we're really friends way before this, man.
Way before this.
And we talk different when we're online than when we are. We have real combos.
But now, one of the things that we were talking about, like, this session right here is, like, basically a venting session to get everything out. Just let y'all know now. But we were just talking about, like, social media, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, social media. It's the devil. No, I'm joking. Social media is a great networking tool, I will say. It's very good for networking. It's very good for, like, the family members that you haven't spoken to in forever, but you can find them.
Right. Or, like, they don't live in the same neighborhood. They don't live in the same state. They might not even live in the same country.
Exactly.
You can still
see
them.
But you know what's up. One of the things that I'll say I did that was very foolish.
Oh, which one?
Stupid. It was it was stupid, bro. So, I went from, like 1,500 friends.
Okay.
Then next thing you know, I went to 5,000 friends.
Yeah.
So I'm like, just just adding everybody. Like, oh, you like it? Okay, let's add.
Right, right, right.
That was stupid. Or like,
oh, you might know him. Yeah, yeah, I know.
That was the stupidest shit I could have done, bro. Like, facts. And I say that because it's like, what you and I were talking about, like what we were conversing about. Like, I don't know all of y'all.
Right.
Like, I don't really know y'all.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I might know 2,000, maybe 2,200 or something like that.
That's funny. Oh, yeah. Me like, too. I was having a similar conversation.
So it's like,
know, like, 2 out of 5.
And then it's crazy because it's like, you might post something that's like positive, like, fuck racism.
Right.
You probably get about 50 people that like that joint.
Yeah, yeah. 12, if you're lucky, though.
Look, 12 people that are commenting on it.
Right.
But as soon as you post some crazy shit, like, you'll get 200, 4,000. Like, everybody wants to like it.
Like it, right,
so
right.
So, in my mind, like, we were talking. So, in my mind, it's like, you look at my shit, but you don't say nothing.
Right.
So, it's like, that angers me to a degree of.
It does.
Like, bruh, where the fuck you been at all this time?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
she used to be sitting back stalking me. Like, yeah, you just watching my play, just like, waiting.
For real, bro.
To
like,
see something you like. Like,
I'm just saying, like, what's going on? Like, why? What's up? Like,
yeah, like, what are you here for? Yeah, you know, like, what I'm saying? Like, what? I'm not here just for your entertainment. I would like some engagement as well. And I know if you're anything like me, like, so when I look at my friends list, I try to figure out the way that I can help people, the way that I can network people, who the people I can learn from. And then hopefully off of these 5,000 people,
facts,
I can monetize some of my ideas or some of my brands or whatever I have coming up.
Exactly.
But if I see y'all 5,000 people and I post, have a good morning. Like you said, I might have 40 likes, right? I'll be like, I had a bad day. I might have one like. But if I be like, hey, fuck the world, I'm pissed. 5,000.
What's going on? What's wrong? Don't do it. It's okay. It. Like,
yeah, like, yo,
bro, you was watching this the whole time?
The whole time, yeah. So you just watching my whole life play out? Oh, like, what do you got me on? What are you trying to make, a Lifetime movie or something? Like, what's going on, man? Like, where's the notebooks? I want to see bastards. Me, bro. And that shit is crazy to me. Like, why? So that's my thing about it, because with me online, it's like, I'm online. I'm not as active online as some of the people that I know. But I know since I have been online for a long time, I do get a good number of engagements. So right. It probably looks like I'm more active than what I am.
Right.
But off of that, when I when you all see me.
Wait a minute.
Oh, man, look, ain't no wrong. Look, that's allergies, bro. It's the allergies, man.
But the point of it is,
what's the point of following me if you're not going to engage? What's the point of following me?
I don't know.
If you're not going to share? If you know what I'm about and you know what he's about, let's say we got the Real Talk Radio Show podcast going on. We also do music. There's a lot of other things. And I, first and foremost, I appreciate everyone that shares, because first That's and fact. Foremost, I Thank do you. Realize I do get more support than there are a lot than a lot of other people do get. First and foremost, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying out of 5,000 of y'all, if I say hello...
God damn, just say what's up.
Yeah, just say what's up, man. How you doing, man? It's a little smile or something, man.
But
you know?
But then they, man, I ain't like.
And I'm not saying that's what I'm asking for, but I'm just being honest with you all because I'm a human being just like you all are a human being.
Facts, man.
I'm a man just like you all are, like you all are men and women, you know what I'm saying? And we're all from the same species. So I know these same feelings that I have. There has to be other people out there that feel the same.
Facts.
So I know, look, for real stuff. If I see somebody I know that shared something, and let's say it's been up there for 30 minutes and they don't have no likes, I'm going to like it off the break.
Hey, listen, man.
Just to do it. Like, just like to show you, I see you.
Man,
no one shared your stuff today, bro. I'll share it. Just to do it, bro, because that means a lot to people.
So,
sometimes.
And it's like, I mean, I don't know. It's a lot, man, that goes on with the social media thing.
Most definitely.
Like, I try to utilize it. Like, if I'm bored, I'll scroll.
Right.
And I have a serious problem with that. Because I'd be bored.
Oh, you one of them scrollers.
Young, because I'd be bored, bro. No, like, say for instance, okay, people tag you in this stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know this dude. I know you, the person that tagged me.
Right.
But I don't know that nigga.
You know right,
what I mean?
Right,
like,
right,
I don't
right,
know
right.
that dude. So, okay. I don't know what, all right, I like it. But, I mean, that's just me. I'm being, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
I'm on the same way, job. Like,
a lot of things that I'm interested in, a lot of people I know, they're not going to be interested in. So it's like, sometimes I keep it to myself.
Right.
Sometimes I'll just throw a post out there because it's like, hold on, let me see something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm being honest. Like, I don't post like, I ate this, I ate that. I'm going here, I'm going there.
Exactly.
I don't do that. But I will post something just to see what's up, man.
Yeah, like, yeah, just to test the temperature. You feel me? Test the water like, real quick.
I'm just saying, that's just me. I might be wrong for it, might not be. Hey, it is what it is.
Say, man.
I'm just being honest, bro. Like, I know it's a lot of other people out there that think the same way we think, though. You know what I'm saying? But it's like...
But a lot of people are scared to say it, though. They just want to...
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They got their pride or the ego in the way, so like, they're like, you know what? I don't care about nothing. I don't care if nobody like me. I'm tripping. You know what I'm saying? I'm not tripping about nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm dolo out here. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Stop playing, bro. Because if you didn't care what nobody thought, you wouldn't post nothing on social media.
Yeah, like, let's be honest with you, man. If you didn't want any response or something,
you
like,
wouldn't post on social media. So stop lying to us.
Like, come on,
you're
man.
You're lying to yourself because I know what it is.
And then it's like, I will take time out. What I do is I'll take time out to say what's up to like all of my friends, the dudes that I know. I will actually text you off of social media.
Right.
I will take the time to text you off of social media just to be like, man, I don't want nothing. Just saying what's up to you, seeing how you was. That's it. It's like I don't have to continue to talk to you every day on social media or like your posts or speak indirectly to you.
Right.
I can if I have your number, I'll call you. I will text you, bro. Like,
yeah.
Now, granted, I got like 4 or 5 numbers. I'm saying, like, you just have to. Who is this?
It's I was about to say, bro, because you're like, I got you late. Oh,
man. Oh, man.
I got you on the
Chris.
I got you on the Archie. I got you on the Archie LOE. I got you on the Archie Chris Real What's Talk up, Radio Sarah? Show.
Yeah, hey, bro, like, I have a lot of numbers.
I got all them numbers out, man.
I am legit a busy dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm busy with nothing to do. It's me.
I never posted a number too. My fault.
Like, hey, look, I'm busy with nothing to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a lot, but I don't have nothing to do. But at the same time, though, that's just a social media rift. Just being truthful. Now, in the world, oh, man, it's a lot.
Well, hold on. Let me get on my social media rift too, man.
Let's go.
Because I'm kind of blown right now because I'm on a 1-month ban off of going live on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Somebody tagged me. I mean, somebody flagged me or whatever. They said that I was saying some hateful speech. And I know exactly who you are. I tagged your name in the picture, but I'm not going to give you any light. I'm not going to give you any light during this radio show.
Oh, that's how you going?
Yeah, bro. That's how he was going. So,
but you're tough. Like, I like that, though.
Yo,
like, yo, I know it was you.
I know it was you. Bang.
Yeah,
like,
don't
bro,
try to run.
Like, I know exactly who it was because we had a deep conversation that night. And here's the thing about social media, bouncing off of social media. So me personally, I'm a very friendly individual. Pause. I'm a very cordial individual. I really treat everybody like I've known them for 1,000 years, and I will give you the shirt off of my back, honestly. But just because I treat or I think of you like that or you have met me 2 times and we're cool, don't think you can speak to me, you can respond to me, or you can approach me like I've known you for 20 years. It's different.
Hmm.
I'm a nice person, so I don't care if I'm walking down the street. I wave at everybody. We from the South. Hey, what's up? How you doing today? Hey, I'm glad. All right, man, I like your shirt. Hey, I like your shoes, man. All right, have a wonderful day. Stay blessed, man. Peace and love, and we keep it moving. But it's like sometimes people feel a little bit too comfortable. I don't know if they
that's
never had no friends in the past or if they're looking for friendships. But if that's the case, I will be your friend. But just know I'll be your associate for real because I don't consider nobody a friend unless I know you 10 years or more.
That is true.
See, I got to know you 10 years or more
because that
lets me know who you are thoroughly. Like, say, I don't want to jump all around the place. So this guy got mad because I went on a live and I was saying some real stuff the way I felt about racism. And I told on my live that a lot of people be saying some very reckless things online that I know personally, whether I know you from elementary school, whether I know you from middle school, whether I know you from high school. I've seen you in public, and I see people saying very hateful things. And I wanted to let people know that there's certain things that you say that you may have to answer for if I see you in person. Because this isn't just social media to me. This is my life. This is who I was since I was born. This is who I was way before Trump got in office. This is who I've been since I've been who I am. So this isn't a trend for me. This is very serious for me. If anyone knows my background and they know who my mother is or where my family came from or who my father is today or who he was, then they would understand that I was born like this. So when somebody comes on my comments saying some very racist or saying some very hateful or you say some bigoted things, I'm letting them know, like, listen, this is not just Facebook for me. This is not just social media for me. If I see you in public, I will have a conversation
like,
with
what's
you.
What's up?
Yeah, I know. I ain't going to say, like, I'm not going to say I'm like, what's up? But I will be like, hey, what's up? You know what I'm saying? And depending on how you respond to me,
it's going to be a different situation.
What's up? You know what I'm saying? So I had to let people know that. He got offended. Stephen Smith.
What? There it goes. That's Stephen the guy. Smith,
Chris Lee's brother that I know from Garfield High School.
Oh.
Guy.
Wow.
Yeah, bro, you.
This is personal.
He blocked me. Because you know what he did? Look, I'm going to tell you on some real stuff. I'm going to tell everybody what they did. I'm going to talk like a talk. Because we already said this whole episode today is get it off your chest. So I'm going to get it off my chest, bro.
That's a fact.
This man. Wait. This
guy.
Peon.
Oh, my God.
This imbecile.
Oh, my goodness.
This naive degenerate personifying what a human being should be. Try to spread rumors about me.
Ooh.
Because he didn't like what I said, right? Because I spoke to him on the truth. He didn't like it.
Wow.
So he went to block me.
And then start talking trash.
Then talk trash about me.
Hold on. Stop. I don't think. Hold on.
Crazy. Saying things that anybody know me just know it's not.
It's not even that, bro. It's like that right there. If you block me, I don't care what you say, bro, because you're not saying it till I can see it.
He called people. That I knew personally.
He
called. He went out of his way, bro. I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, he's a sucker.
Real, bro. And then he didn't want to, like, see me or not. So, he's just a sucker for real. Yeah. I was like, bro, we could talk in person.
It's messed up.
Yeah. So, the point is, he had somebody call me at 6 o'clock in the morning spreading hateful misinformation about me that the person knew was not true.
That's crazy.
But they just thought it was funny, so they were entertaining it because he had an issue with me as well. From 17 years ago.
Damn.
17 years ago. It? Bro, he ain't handled it. That's I handled it. I mean, I told him, you're done. Saying, I said, it's a dub.
Yeah.
So, we done. And he felt a type of way.
17 years?
17 years
Not 17
ago.
Minutes.
No. It might not be 17 because I'm 37. So, really, it was like 19 years ago.
That's crazy.
I was a young man. And this man called me talking about, I see you're still the same guy. I was like, peace, love, and shalom, brother. What are you talking about? That shows you right now I'm not the same guy. And he tried to engage me in some type of combativeness going back and forth.
Right.
And I was like, bro, I'm not about that life no more. I'm really not even listening to you. I don't even understand why I'm even entertaining this, but I will give you some dialogue.
Right.
And then at the end of that conversation, at the end of the day, I'm not going to say his name because me and him are cool now. We came to an understanding that whatever happened was 17 years ago. And that's just what it was.
Real men talking
and
out.
Real men talking out. I'm not even saying he's a real man because I don't rock with him either. Mm. But we cool. And you know what I'm talking about too. But I'm glad that he finally had to understand that I had to understand that it's done, bro. It is what it is. But how are you going to get someone to call me? Like, how are you going out of... First of all, why are you talking about me at 6 o'clock in the morning, bro?
That's the first thing.
That was scary to me.
Yeah, that was the first thing.
The dude ain't scary. The situation ain't scary. What bothered me, because I'm a paranoid guy, is that somebody either did not sleep all night thinking about me, or the first thing you woke up to in the morning was Safi on your brain. And if you ain't my wife, something ain't right, bro.
Hey, son, he had the dark joint. He had, like, your face with a dark joint. Like,
bro.
Like, beefing.
And he one of them, too. Like, he out there.
Stand his
ass. He's super smart. I ain't gonna say he.
Still, it's
No,
like,
he's a dumbass. But he's smart, not intelligent.
He has book smarts and no common sense.
Book smarts and a lot of time.
And no common sense.
No common sense, bro.
All right.
I just said his name out, so I ain't going to say what I was going to say because I'm not going to defame your character like that. You lucky.
Oh, man.
But besides that, everything's good on social media.
All right. Well, you heard that first.
I had to let it out, man. Let him know.
You had to.
It's real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? It's real talk.
Absolutely. You know
Get
what
off
I'm
your
saying?
Chest.
Like, that's crazy. 17 years ago, dude.
17 years ago. It was
that's
crazy.
That's wild. But,
you still whack.
Oh, man.
You still a sucker.
That brings me to this topic.
I had to get that out real quick.
It's like, real quick. So I was able to speak.
Oh, hold on.
No, I didn't speak to them.
I did not speak to them.
I
was like, yeah.
They are on my radar. Something terrible. I'm telling you now. I don't care if you block me, but... All you white supremacists, somebody's going to talk to me. I promise you. I am emailing everything. I'm doing it all. But no, I was able to speak to the woman in Prince William County for mental illness.
Mm.
So she'll be actually coming on the show on the 24th, inshallah.
Oh, salute to that.
Yeah,
salute to that.
I got it.
That is what's up.
Like, she's certified. She works with all of the mental illness and mental health issues in Prince William County. She is coming on our show to break, you know what I'm saying, so we can dialogue.
That's big, man.
You
hey,
feel me?
Yo, salute, to you, bro. Salute to you, bro.
Hey, man. Like, listen, you know,
especially
gotta,
in these days and times, man, know, with COVID make, going on, like, I mean? mental health is definitely in jeopardy and at risk.
Hey, bro, for like, everyone for in the real, community, bro.
Man, from all races,
and it's serious, bro.
It really is, bro. It like, really is, man.
Like, what people don't understand is, like, mental illness is, like, a topic that we, as a people, don't discuss too much of.
At all.
Like, at all. Because it's, like, I don't know if, like, you're afraid to admit that something is wrong, you have a problem. Like, we all try to do that I'm strong shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, we all try to.
I'll be trying.
But at the same time, even the strongest people are weak at times. You know what
Very
I'm saying?
Much
like,
so.
You need somebody to vent to. You need some type of outlet. You need something to keep your mind going. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know for myself, it was sports. Like,
yeah.
I played football, basketball. I was just an athlete. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done a lot. But I also know, you're welcome. So I also know that, like, I needed another outlet, yo. Like, I was rapping at one point, but then it was like, that became boring to me. Like, for real. Hmm. Everybody like, oh, well, you don't. No, I'm being honest. Like, so I switched over from rapping to just doing spoken word.
Spoken word, right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that was, like, I found more passion and pleasure in spoken word poetry than I did rapping.
Right. That's what's up, though.
Like, for real. Like, I like art now.
Okay. I'm big into art, too.
Yeah, like, so one of the things that, like, this is the change process when you really analyze and go deep within yourself. Mm. You start to understand, like, I don't like that. I like this. I really like doing this. That's corny, but I like it. So it's like, I love architecture.
Mm, me too. I've been building since I was a little.
So no, like kid. I live in DC now.
Yeah.
So like some of the things that I do, like when I'm driving, I'm really a nerd. Like I start looking at the buildings.
Right.
Like I'm a little kid again.
And that's funny.
Because it's like I really like architecture.
Yeah. I saw you the other night.
Yeah.
Like you got your new camera. So
yeah.
You're like,
you
hey.
What I'm I took pictures just because.
Yeah. Just the structures.
I don't it's like, care it for politics. Right. I don't care for like. Politics, Democrat, all of that. Just, I don't care about that.
Right.
It was just the fact that the building was like, I was like, I like this building. So then I started, so then I really started to like research about the person that they had on top of the building.
Mm, okay.
At first I thought it was a chief Indian.
Okay.
But it's not. It's actual a person that, I forget the name of the guy who had the statue done, but it was like different parts of people. Like he took
the guy who made the statue or the guy who designed DC?
No, it's the guy that made this like the design of the statue.
Okay.
So the statue is basically made up of like it's supposed to be a collectiveness of people.
Oh right.
Like of white people, black people, Indians. It's supposed to be a collectiveness.
Basically showing what America should be or is.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's like I went like the Library of Congress. You know, they have faces on the outside of the building.
Yeah, they do.
So I was like, what the hell is this? Is crazy. But all of the faces are like scientists, inventors, shit like that.
Right.
So I actually went into the Library of Congress and was able, you're not supposed to, but, you know, hey, she looked out for me. I'm not going to say her name. She looked out for me, though.
Please don't.
I actually did a video.
Trying to keep her job.
Like, look, she let me do a video in the Library of Congress. So
that's
I got
yeah.
Like,
you're really not supposed to videotape nothing.
Not at all.
none
not at all.
Government buildings.
But
you bugging.
But hey, she was like, "Go ahead." Like,
hey, look, whoever listening, he was by himself. I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
I was not with him.
But no,
I don't know nothing.
But like that, like I say all of that to say this: that helps the mental health part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it gives you a release.
Yes.
Whatever it is, like positive that you do it, and like. It's okay to admit that, like, you know, I ain't feeling this today. I'm really weak in this area here. I need help in this area here.
Right.
Like, it's good. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, what I've came to realize over the years, a lot of times what we do as men, I'm speaking for the men.
Right.
Us, we have pride, young. So it's like we don't want to admit that, like, we're feeling weak or we're feeling a certain type of way.
Big fact.
And then it's like the truth, security matter, like, I don't trust, like, I don't fully trust you, so I don't think I can
tell you
what's going on.
Yeah, that's definitely a big issue of mine, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Big issue of most people, young men.
So it's like, I want to talk to you, but, you might put me in a group
Yeah, or like, how are you going to try to use it against me later on down the line? Or like, let's say, if you ask me for help on something, I'm like, bro, I can't do it today. Do I got to worry about looking on social media, having all my business everywhere, or whoever I might have had a disagreement with calling me back, telling me something about something?
Hey, dog, you was talking about me? Like, yo, you were the only person I told. Why did you just tell him that? Like,
right.
So it's like a lot, man. Like, so mental health and mental illness, bro, is like a whole, it's like it affects us as a people, bro. Like it affects this community. It affects everybody, bro. Like, in a certain way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? Because we all, as human beings, we like the affectionate part, the understanding part, just to have somebody to understand what you may be going through. Like, you, like for me, you don't have to understand exactly what I'm going through. You could just be like, okay, you know what?
Right.
Like, okay, just let me take that minute to vent.
Yeah, just like, let me vent. Like, I don't even.
Like, bro, I don't want you. So it's like, I told somebody this and they thought I was like really bugging. I was like, listen, I don't want you to throw religion in it. I don't want you to do, just listen.
Right.
Like, it's like, you know, because you get, sometimes you get to a point where you're mad or you're feeling a huge certain type of way.
Right.
But the first thing a person want to do is like, God got you.
I'm not laughing.
Ephesians or Surah this. Yeah. Or like, dog, listen, hold on.
Right.
Stop, man. I am coming to you, confiding in you, because right. I just need to get this out.
Yes, exactly.
Put that down. Shut up.
Yeah, real quick, real quick.
Shut up.
I don't want to hear nothing, you know, about what the scripture got to say about what I got to say,
like,
right now.
I don't want to hear that, bro. Like, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, damn, young, you feeling like that for real?
Right.
Well, look, what's up? Would you like? That's what I want to hear.
Or I've been through something like that. I can see why you feel the way that you feel.
Like, dog, don't, when you start bringing everybody, Muhammad, Jesus, and Buddha, listen, you shut up. You're making me mad.
Right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, now I'm about to go get a drink.
Like, son,
I was
like,
good
yeah.
before. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
now I'm about to go drink something.
I'm about to just go ahead and drink this Jose Cuervo and just call it a day.
18?
But no, I'm just saying. But that's like, that's what I think we need more. We just need more of openness. Like, everybody has that person that they can go to. You know what I'm saying? I believe that. Like, like, you might not trust everybody in your circle, but my thing is, why are they in your circle in the first place? That's just my thought. Hey, agreed. I might be wrong, but that's just my thought. But you do have somebody that you can, like, yo, I just need you to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Like, y'all don't know. Like I said, we were friends. We really talked
way before this. Man.
Like, we'll call each other. It's like, dog, I just need you to listen.
Yeah.
And then it's like, we just go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it might have been me was on the last call. It might have been you on the last call. But, yeah, it might have been me, man. I was like, yo, I got to talk.
Yeah, man,
like, yo,
and I was just
got to get it out.
And I was
you
like,
know what
and then, like, before the conversation, I was like, hold on. Do you want me to respond or just listen?
Just listen, right?
He was like, look, I just need you to listen.
Yeah, just listen. Right. Just listen first. You know what I'm saying? Just listen first.
That's a bet.
But then after he listened, then he gave, you know what I mean, his insight, and he gave, you know what I mean, his past experiences, and it was a lot easier for me to digest. And I was like, oh, you're right, bro. All right, yeah, that does make a little sense. No, actually, I don't agree with you on that part. All right, that part does make sense. But at the end of the conversation, man, I feel blessed to be able to have somebody to speak to, and knowing that he'll keep the conversation between the two people.
That's it, man. Like, it's nobody else's business. See, exactly. That's the part that everybody forgets to understand when it's dealing with your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
It is nobody else's business, like, but the person that you can truly go to.
Right.
Like, you don't have to post it on social media. Sometimes you can speak subliminal. Like, hey, this is just a subliminal post or whatever.
Right.
Just to get it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at a lot of people's posts, and I just be like, damn, they might be going through something. I don't jump to the conclusion because I don't know. But it's like, they might be going through something, young. You know what I'm saying? People use different outlets.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? Like, my little brother just told me about the dude, the military dude that committed suicide on TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know his name.
I don't want to see it.
But
bro.
I haven't seen it either.
Because that'll hurt me. Because it's like, this person leading up to his suicide on TikTok, so everybody can see.
Right, live.
It was like, bruh. It was a pattern. He was trying to reach out to someone, and he continued to get ignored.
Yes.
Because my thing is, if you have, like, if somebody reaches out and just be like, I want to talk or something like that, yes, you might be busy at that moment, but see if you can somehow, some way talk to that person, because you don't know, you could save that person's life, bro.
Right, right.
Only thing they want to do is just get it out. And they just might want to cry. They might want to just scream, yell, kick, fuss, whatever they want to do.
Right.
But you could save that person's life because that person took time out of what they're going through to call you.
Right. And that's a big deal. And the only reason I'm going to bring this up is because my cousin tagged me in a post yesterday. Oh, the day before yesterday, saying thank you, you know what I'm saying, for speaking to him. Because I had just gotten off of work, me and my wife, you know, we were hanging out or whatever, you know, we were hanging out, and my cousin hit me. It doesn't matter what he hit me about, but right. He hit me. And he was like, yo, he hit me in the Bex. He was like, yo, I ain't answered. He was like, yo, I ain't answered. He was like, yo, can I talk to you? You
know right, what
I'm saying? But as soon as he said that, I was like, yeah, what's up, cuz? You know what I'm saying? Because I knew. He wasn't just trying to hang out. I knew it wasn't on no BS. I knew something was really going on. And as soon as I made that message to him, you know what I mean, we spoke on the phone. He was like, yo, I need to talk to you for a minute. Can you step out? No problem. I got you, my G. And we stepped out. And I feel like me being able to speak to him, I didn't know that just that little – it was only for 20 minutes, man. It was 20 minutes. We walked around the block twice. He went back. He went his way. I went my way.
But that 20 minutes changed everything.
It changed the way that whole night could have played out, because when I finally linked up with him in person – I understood more so what was going on.
Right.
And even though he's older than me, I remember us as being younger, and I know that side that I saw.
Fact.
And I was like, I don't want you to go to where I can see that you could possibly go.
Yeah.
And he appreciated that, man. I appreciate he gave me time because he's done the same thing for me, man. So salute to you.
See, man, that's what I'm saying. Like, son, it's just taking the time, because at the same time, this is how I think.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody to listen to me.
Right.
So I have to be available to listen to somebody else.
True. Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Thank you.
So it's like, I want you to hear what I have to say. Like, and I get mad. Like, I'll get mad if I'm trying to talk and you just not paying me attention.
Right, right.
But then it's like, I'm a hypocrite at the same time, because sometimes I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm a huge hypocrite because sometimes.
So I'll be spending their life, you on the phone like, oh, for real?
Oh my God, bro.
Damn,
yes.
Up,
I'm
man.
The worst.
That's crazy as hell.
So
man.
It's like.
I'm sorry to hear about
and,
that.
And don't let it be like something that's like business related for me or school related.
Right, right.
I'm listening, but it's like my ADHD are kicking, so I'll listen, but I'm doing something else. So it's like I'll piss you off,
right,
but
right.
I don't mean it.
Yeah. But I'm really listening. You know,
because the person be like, you listening to me? Bro, I can repeat everything you said
right.
back word for word. All right, go ahead. And then when I do it, they'll be like, oh, okay.
Okay, you did.
But I just need you to pay attention.
Yeah.
All right, my bad.
Can you make eye contact every once in a while? Can you look up at me every once in a while?
My bad.
You know what I'm
sorry.
Can you shake your head, a little head nod?
But yeah, man, but that's crazy, though, because, like, especially in the black community, bro, like, we are prideful, dog.
Extremely.
It's like we're prideful, and it's like we don't want to take the time out to be like, I need help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
But we know why. But I mean,
but it's like it's too late. But when we do, it is too late.
It's too late. I agree with that.
Because something had already happened. Something had transpired. We're in trouble or something has occurred, like, to where it is too late. Like, it's too late for the person that they were trying to reach out to.
Right.
Because they'll come back and be like, man, I was trying to get your attention the whole time, but mm-hmm. you wasn't paying me no attention.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah, so then it might be too late. See, that's.
So it's like, man, we have to. Like I said, we just got to do a better job, I think. You know what I'm saying? Like, period. I know, you know what I mean? Like, that is, like, the ultimate right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Mav have this platform right here. If everybody, the 13 people that I see that are following right now.
We love y'all.
Thank you. Because I also want you to understand that I keep saying this, and I can't stress it enough. Like, this platform is for people that. Just want, like, you're doing something, an entrepreneur. You might want a shout out. I got you. Like, whatever, man. Like, I'm not selfish.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just try to help the next person to advance, man, like, in their dreams. I mean, their dreams, their aspirations, whatever they have going. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, bro. Like,
right.
You seen the post that I put up today? Like, I put my mug shot up. You know what I'm saying? I put the mug shot up first so you could see where I came from.
Where you came from. And you was a young boy in that picture, too, man.
Hey,
you ain't had none of that facial hair, nothing like that. I ain't see a narrow wrinkle, man. I'm not even saying you ain't got wrinkles now, but your face is a little bit chubbier. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got a little bit of that grown man on you right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's like eating, you know? And in the jail, you don't eat.
You don't, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, commissary started getting repetitive, like, you, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, how many bullet kicks can you make? You know what I'm saying? How many different types of swoles can you swell up, bro?
But no, like, it's like, I wanted people, so the picture that I posted today, bro, like, a lot of people don't understand, like, I was dealing with a case of depression, but I never said anything. So, and I'm going to admit this to everybody. This is a real fact about me. Like, yes, you see everything that I do. You see everything, the good, everything. School, basketball, coaching, all of that. But what you don't understand is, like, I dealt with a case of depression, dog. Like, I had to, like, I tell people that are close to me, when I get to a point in my life to where it's like, what the hell am I doing? What's going to happen? Like, I don't understand. I hear a voice in my head that was like, young, it's going to hurt. Keep pushing. It's going to be all right. Like, that's, I swear to goodness, every time I'm talking about, it's times that I slept in my car. It's times that I sleep with mom. You know what I'm saying? Slept at mama house, slept at my aunt house. Right. You know what I'm saying? And until I got to a point to where I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm all right. But it was like, young, the silent drives where I cried to myself because it's like I'm trying to be so strong. My pride ain't trying to do this. My pride ain't trying to do that. But it's like pulled over to the side of the road and just cried.
But it's
like, yo, I keep hearing the same voice. The reason why I go so hard is because I hear the same voice every time. Like, yo, it got to hurt. It's okay. Keep going. Just keep going. I swear to goodness, that's why I try to go so hard. And people don't understand.
That's what's up. That's beautiful.
Like, yo,
I need your brain.
No, for real, bro. Like,
my brain be telling me, hey, fuck it.
Hey, like, don't worry about that, bro.
Yo, like, I be telling myself, I'm going to tell you, like, for real, my heart tell me. Like, and I see what I'm joking around with it. You know what I'm saying? When you're talking about, you hear the voice,
no, man.
I got that passion, that fire inside of me that, like, I got a phoenix. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? My brain will tell me, nah, fuck it. It's done. Don't even worry about it. Go do what you used to do. Who you got anything to prove anything to? You already know what it is. So what you worried about it for? But it'd be something in my heart. It'd be something in my soul. Like,
right.
Yo, all you know is go.
That's
you done came so far. Why are you going to stop now? Why do you want to try to prove everybody right? Why do you want to try to prove this negative energy inside you right? When you know you got so much more going for you, when you know you're able to accomplish so much more. Like, have you been through what you've been through for these 37 years just to stop now?
But, bro.
For real, now you want to stop? You want your kids to see you stop? You want your wife to see you stop?
Listen,
and I'll smack myself, literally. I'll take my glasses off. I only smack myself soft because my skin bruises easy. But listen. But I slap myself, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, well, wake up. The hell is wrong with you, man? You better snap out of this, and I get back on it.
So, listen, bro. So, like, when I was going through my little state of depression, right? Like, my little, why me, oh, my God. Like, went through that little stage.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, serious. Like, because I kind of understood at that moment what other people were going through that had serious, more, like, a person's case that may be more serious or severe than mine.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I understood, bro. So, it's like, I didn't want to reach out to nobody. I felt like I didn't have nobody that I could reach out to that could fully understand or give me that attention that I was looking for.
Right, right.
As far as just hearing me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, I could talk to this person, I could talk to that person, da da da. But I don't think you're going to comprehend exactly how much I really need you right now.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I done a whole bunch of bad stuff that I still, like, I was talking to somebody, like, I done a lot of stuff to this day. It's like, I ask Allah for forgiveness. But it's like I continuously ask him, like, thank you and thank you for forgiving me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because of, it's like, I just don't want it to be where I'm viewed as that negative person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people just see, like, this is real, young. Like, y'all just see the now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people only see you as the now.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people, I couldn't see you doing this. I couldn't see you doing that. That's great. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Because, like, I don't want you to see me as the person that I used to be.
Right, right.
Because for real, you don't understand. Like, sometimes I was in a room, like, during my process, man, I'll be in a room, and I just look around the room like, I feel like I'm the most dangerous person in here for real.
Mm.
Like, I'm not being funny. I'm being dead serious. This is, I'm not playing. This is real talk. So this is me. This is me. So it's like, y'all don't understand, dog. Like, the changes that I had to make, the struggles that I had to do, like killing the beast every day, like wanting to rob everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't understand that part because they just see the now.
Right.
But you don't understand my struggles. Like, came up not having nothing. Mm-hmm. Everything that I have now has been hard-ass work to get.
Right, right.
Like, super hard-ass work. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen the strides that
like,
you made, man.
Like,
you
son, like,
it's crazy.
Like, bro, like,
it's bro, you're super, inspiration to me,
like,
man.
Like, bro, it's super hard-ass work. But it came with, like, sacrifices. Like, nothing in life comes easy. It all comes with sacrifices. You're going to sacrifice something. But it's like, my shit just came with a bunch of sacrifices, bro. Like, right. I came home April 23rd, 2014, the same day I had to bury my aunt. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I had to bury my aunt the same day I came home.
That's crazy. Like, see, but the average man might have snapped and went right
but
back
you feel
that,
me though?
That next
so it's
day.
Like, so it's like, young, I had to see this. I had to go to the funeral. I had to, like, I was messed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to cry, but I couldn't cry because I was so, I was happy, but I was still sad.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm home, I'm free, but I'm still.
I'm coming to this, like, so young. Really what it is.
So then it's like a bunch of pressure. Like, what they don't tell you, man, and this is for anybody that's been incarcerated, man, y'all understand what I'm about to say. The things that they don't say to you, like, shout out to my boy Chuck, first of all. Charles Smith, thank you. I had to put the whole plug out there. Because it was a class that he taught, man, when we was in, like, we was locked up. It was called PREPS, like pre-recidivism education prepared something. Society,
right.
For society. It's something. But it was like a class that basically taught you everything that you were going to feel and situations that you were going to run into.
That's nice.
So, and it was crazy because I told him, when I finally got linked up with him, dog, I appreciate you teaching that class because I came home. And everything that happened that was in that story happened to me.
Right. So you, it was like, you already had a little bit of preparation.
I had it,
you already had the tools.
But it's still like reading it and going through it is something totally different.
Oh, agree.
Because
agreed.
It's like I went through it, but it was like, damn, dog, I ain't wanted to feel like this.
Right.
Like,
well they can expect. I mean, they can prepare you for what to expect, but they can't prepare you for what.
Son, emotional. Like getting the door like okay, I served my time. Okay, I'm trying to find a job. It's the hardest thing ever for a person that's incarcerated.
Dang.
Like, bro,
especially if you're
trying to get a job, but you know you qualify, but you got that felony on your record.
Exactly.
Like, bro, listen. So I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm in college, everything. Regardless, I still have a felony on my record.
Yeah.
So it's hard. So don't get it twisted. Like, I appreciate everybody that I'm proud of yous and all of that, but y'all don't understand how hard it is still. Regardless of what I'm going through, like where I've came, it's still hard because I have a felony on my record, and it's like, we'll give you a chance, but we believe that you changed, but my thing is like, dog, if you believe that I changed, like give me that shot.
Give me that shot.
I'm gonna show you. I'm going to show you what I can do.
Bro.
Like, I can reach more kids than you can.
Than you can. Exactly. Because they're going to relate more to me than
because
to you.
I have some. I have a story.
Yeah.
I have a story that they go through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the depression, the mental illness, everything that they went through.
Right.
I have that.
Right. Broken homes, broken family.
Bro.
Exactly.
You just have this fucking book smarts. You just have the education. That's it.
Yeah, but you can't.
But
you
bro,
have no
I have the same
education.
Yeah, you have the experience of working with these kids, but I have the education, I have the knowledge, I have that experience.
Right. It's like if somebody went to school to become a mechanic for 4 years, but they never touch a car in their life.
Bruh.
So let's say if you know Joe Schmo from down the road that don't have any type of education, but has been working on cars for the last 40 years of his life, would you
I'm
rather go to Joe Schmo?
No.
Or do you want to go to Jerry, who just came home for school, never touched a car a day in his life? But he got a bachelor's degree.
Exactly.
I'm going to go with Joe Schmo down the road because Joe Schmo know how I go. You know what I'm saying? And I'm
going to
get it for the low.
And when you crank that joint up, he already know. Yeah, I'd be an alternator.
Yes.
As your carburetor, alternator. I don't let it right there, boy.
Hey, you big dog, go ahead round him back, man. Go ahead, call me that little thing, man.
But it's crazy, though. But it's crazy, though, bro. Like nobody, like everybody has a story. Like, this is my thought process on everything. Like, everybody has a story. It's just that I'm honest enough to tell you mine.
That's funny.
Like, I'm honest enough to expose my hand. Like, you know what I'm saying? You ask me, I'm going to tell you. Exactly. Like, I'm not afraid.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm afraid of you, then I'm going to hide something from you.
And
I'm going to be scared. I'm going to lie to you, this, that, and the third. Like, young, who are you?
Who are you for me, like, to
not,
feel like I got
to
hide something?
Not to be disrespectful, but it's like, dog, who are you? You're a human being just like I am.
It's not to be disrespectful. It's to let you know that we're on the same level, and I don't look at myself being lower than you are. It's not about being disrespectful. It's about showing you that I'm on the same level. Because my mother, I was speaking to my mother about this stuff like a week ago. She was like, Safi, you don't got to tell everybody that you a felon. I was like, Mom, I don't tell everybody, but the people I tell are the people that need to know, because those are the same people that look up to me. These are the same people that I inspire. And if they are going through the similar things that I have been through, if they see where I'm at right now, they'll know that they have an opportunity to.
Fact.
Same thing you was talking about, like going out of college. So I went to culinary school as soon as I got out of jail. Got my associates in culinary. I couldn't get any job at any real restaurant. I put in so many applications with a college degree and couldn't get nothing. Yo, ask me where my first job was with an associate's.
Where was
cooking.
It?
Popeyes.
Oh, you was
washing
chilling.
Dishes, bro. Oh, I'm sitting in Popeyes with a college degree because I just came home from jail. They won't trust me. They wouldn't trust me on the they did eventually. But they didn't trust me on the register. They didn't trust me being a manager. They didn't trust me being a supervisor. They didn't even trust me cooking chicken. I had to start off in the back washing dishes. I moved from washing dishes to seasoning chicken to cooking to being the quickest and the fastest and the most efficient on the register to becoming a supervisor and a manager within the same year. Damn. That's called hard work and dedication, but that's exactly. Only because I got turned down from 7 different jobs. And I got broke down, bro. I was like, yo, I'm about to go back to the streets.
Son, like,
I'm
listen.
Telling you, like, because I was only home for like a good year and a half. So I'm fresh new home. Like,
yeah, and then yeah. It's like if you don't have a strong mental, bro, like, okay,
or a support system. Or at least somebody. Or a support system.
I was just about to say that, dog. Like, if you ain't got a strong support system or that person that is pushing you and telling you to keep going, dog, it's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. You know what I'm saying? So it's like everything is – this light, this world, man, is yours to live.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're only going to get this one. After this, ain't no resets to the game. Ain't no extra coins. Ain't no extra nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
over with.
Ain't you no control or delete. You
yeah,
can't restart.
You can't, this is
ain't
over.
Ain't no select start.
So it's like, yeah, like everybody is not bad. You just make wrong decisions at
exactly.
times that get you in trouble.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like everybody that's in prison and jail, like some of them dudes, they just made the wrong decision, wrong place, wrong time, made a dumbass decision. But some of them
right.
belong in there. You know what I'm saying? Like child molesters.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I believe they belong in there.
Hell yeah.
Period. I don't argue. That's we can debate it if you think so.
It's not a debate.
I am dead serious.
I'm not debating that. it's like what
a fact.
It is. Yeah,
it's like a fact.
There's no gray area. Mute.
But like,
I have no
you can justify murder. You can justify stealing. You can justify almost everything. But that's one thing you can't justify.
Pedophilia
and
rape.
Yeah, that's
it's,
one thing
no,
you can't justify.
There's no outs.
I don't
there's
think
no
so.
Outs with that.
That's not.
Yeah,
a,
that,
but
that
yeah,
just give me
but,
the chills, man.
So it's like, young people make mistakes, bro. Like. And I always think this, hold on, before I say what I was about to say, what pissed me off about trying to go get jobs, bro, the thing that pisses me off the most, like, above anything.
Yeah, yeah.
How the hell you turn me down because of my felony, but I feel like you are the same bastard that's like cheating on your wife with the secretary,
yeah,
snorting
yeah.
coke or doing something stupid.
Bro, I was about to say.
I swear to goodness, bro, I hate, because I always think that. Like, these people in them high-ass jobs, I'd be like, bro, but you about to cheat on your wife in a few minutes.
Look.
Or you about to snort a thing of coke in a few minutes. Like, I think this way. I'm serious, bro, because it's like, you're denying me because I have a felony.
Right.
I served my time. I did my time. And I showed you that. Yes, I did my time, but I overcame all these obstacles because I'm here now.
Right, right.
But your ass.
Your ass.
About to do something. That pisses me off.
Let me tell another story real quick, man. I'm going to go off of what you're talking about because like, I was in the restaurant. I'm not in the restaurant industry anymore. You know what I'm saying? I've been around. I'm never going back there again. But I was in it for a strong 15 years. So after
damn.
I finally after I finally became, you know what I mean, supervisor and all that other stuff over at Popeyes, rest in power, his soul, man, a friend of mine, Jamal, was killed. All right, so the store got robbed. The smoke town got robbed. I got smacked in the face with the strap, tooth cracked. You know
Popeyes?
What I'm saying? At the Popeyes. You know what I'm saying?
That.
Smacked in the face with the strap.
I was locked.
Bama almost
news.
Let it. Yeah, I know him too. I ain't gonna say his name
yeah.
or nothing. Bama, you know what I'm saying? Almost killed me. I kept things cool. I saved. And all of my employees who are all under the age of 18, we're talking about a bunch of young females, a bunch of young men who have never been in no situation like that before, so they didn't know how to act. Me, unfortunately, during that time, it's not the first time I had a gun pulled out on me,
right.
So I knew how to act. Like, so as soon as I seen her come through the back door, I was like, bro, I'm not looking at you. I don't care nothing about you. Do what you got to do, G. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's cool. Long story short, they fired me because they said I shook hands with a gentleman who somewhat fit the description of who they felt like had robbed the place, who didn't even rob the place. Long story short, they were looking to indict me. The next shift, my friend Jamar, who had got me the job, you know what I mean, told me to stick along with it. The first young black male at 22 years old I ever seen being a manager, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, if he could do it, I can do it. I'm 24, he's 22, I could do it. They killed him. They killed him because they were worried, they were thinking that I had something to do with it. And it turned out the people that ended up doing it were all employees of Popeyes. Long story short, so I was like, F y'all, boom, I go to Smokey Bones, all this other stuff. I'm working, I'm killing it, right? I'm running the whole line and all this stuff. I trained three of my kitchen managers. I trained one of my GMs, and they would never give me that position of being a supervisor.
Because you had a felony.
Because I was a felon, so they said. But these are the same guys that was sniffing coke in the office, that was fucking with these younger ass employees, and I ain't saying no names, so don't think I'm trying to put y'all out there, but if you worked with me during that year, you know what it was, during them couple of years, y'all know what it was, and y'all was doing, and y'all was stealing alcohol.
But then it was just like, no, you.
I never did no coke there.
But it was like, no, you.
Yeah, but no, I'm the bad guy because I have a felon, but I trained you.
That's crazy.
When you, when people don't know how to do anything, they don't come to you, they come ask me. So, but
man,
I'm the bad guy.
It's just crazy, man, because like I was saying, like, it's wild because, like, dog, I said all of that, gave you all of that of me, and he gave all of that of him because it's like, bro, you got to understand, like.
It's not easy.
It's the mental health, bro, like the mental health and mental illness. People are dealing with it on so many levels, many, like, large scales, short scale, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with it, though. You have to continue to go through it. So it's like. Some people, especially the people that have been in our armed services, dog, like that PTSD thing is so real. So it's like, you don't never know, bro. Like, you have to just make time, like, just understand. Just try to take a time. If you know that person's been in the military or that person has been through something, I'm not saying be sensitive to that person, but try to understand that person. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, so I'm setting the stage for when we have Miss Heather come up here, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Like, so she's gonna break everything down, but I'm just trying to give you guys, like, I gave you a big piece of me, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, everybody has a story.
Yep.
Everybody has a story. You have secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, young, I don't care. Like, this is me, dog. I only got one life. Like, right. I'm gonna make sure I live this life, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make sure I do what I need to do to live my life. I'm gonna make sure that everything is straight, everything's said and done. Like, this is me. Like, I'm not running, I don't duck, I don't hide. Nope. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer the question. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might not like it.
Whether I want to or not, right.
But. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I'll stand up for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, bro, just stop acting fake, period. Like, you are who you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if we know you, bro. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Like, because we know you. I understand people change, but some things I see don't change. But I said all of that to say, man, like, life is short, man. Live your life. Love your life. Enjoy life. Smile every day, man. Like, keep going. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you feel depressed, whoever's out there listening on the airwaves, through the Facebook, whatever, young, if you feel depressed, man, if you feel like you're stressing, like, take that moment, man, and just keep going. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about all the work that you've done, all the hard work that you've gotten yourself to, the point where you've came. Just keep going. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you quit now, you'll never know the end result. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you never know. You'll never be able to see the finished product of what you've thought, what you've dreamed. Like, you'll never be able to see that. So just keep going, bro. Like, it's okay.
You got to.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do it for yourself. Do it for your kids, whoever. Just keep going.
You just got to keep going, man. And just build off what he said, because we're about to close out, and we're about to close out real soon. You know, that's very important, man. You have to keep going because you got to think about how many times, let's say, that you were at a red light and you were impatient and you were like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and make this right turn lane. I'm going to go in this right-hand lane real quick and I'm going to go around instead of waiting for it to go straight. And as soon as you get in the other lane, boom, the light turned green. Or how many times have you been in situations where as soon as you're about to stop doing it, that's when it looked like everything is about to pop off and you look back like, damn, I should have just been patient. And that's how I try to live my life right now, man. I try to look at everything as a test, and it's whether or not if I'm going to pass. But I know this. I'm going to be here for a long time, man. And I'm willing to take and endure anything that this world has to offer me, because one thing I know about me, and hopefully that you all know about yourself, is you're a survivor. Because whatever age that you are at right now, you got to know that you had to go through a lot to survive to whatever age you're at. Right. So I'm 37. So I don't care what I'm going through right now today. That ain't worth it. That ain't more than 37 years of pressure I had on my shoulders. Right. So shit, what's another day? And who knows what the Lord will have to offer if I can just sacrifice a little bit more for him.
That's a fact.
Because you're not going to get anywhere without sacrifice.
Hey, and then that, man, we close, man. Thank you guys. We'll probably stay here and talk a little bit. But
thank you
guys, man, for another epic show.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, we might be here next week. We might not be, depending on the big man job situations.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Kids.
Kids, so, COVID, it's teachers. You know, teachers, I'm starting a new job as well, but I'm telling you, we're trying to make it next Thursday.
Facts.
Now you will definitely see yourself otherwise. Oh, well, let me say one thing, man. Yo, it's Mr. Two Up, Two Down, You Was Up, Who's Now. It's the revolutionary telling the truth because it's hella necessary. The one to be trusted, the young Frederick Douglass, new Huey P doing what I'm doing through the community so they don't know what to do with me.
Damn,
forgot to get my intro. Let's go.
So, all right, we're good. Yeah, we're good.
I had to let it go, man. We ain't
start over. Oh, man.
You know, I come to inspire, to uplift, and to give y'all that real, you know? Look, it take hard work, motivation, determination, dedication. Lord knows I'm gonna make it. I'ma sit back and be patient. Don't get complacent. I'ma sit back and be patient. Don't get complacent. It take hard work, motivation, determination, dedication. Lord knows I'm gonna make it.
Let me talk to y'all for a minute, man. You feel me?
Don't get complacent. I'ma sit back and be patient. Don't get complacent.
It take hard work. In a whole fucking lot of it. Grind my damn fingers to the bone. Body tired of shit. But my mind is going on a thousand. Trying to catch up with it. Having dreams about the bag. Look, I know I'm next to get it. Know I'm next to kill it. I'm the realest. Who you bitches kidding? Put on for my city and my children. Ain't no fucking quitting. I gotta get it. Still hungry. I ain't reached a million yet. I need this money quick, fast. I ain't paid my bills yet. I'm falling off, but in my bag. I know you bitches hate that. I'm the best at what I do. I felt